Weiter in Shas, we are in Shavuos, Tav Chaf Beis, picking up on Chaf Alfam Beis by the bottom of the page, next part of the Mishnah, Amar Lo Rabbi Akiva. So they said to Rabbi Akiva, Heichal Messina, where do you find a place that somebody eats a tiny amount? There's going to be Chayev, because Rabbi Akiva says a person goes and he eats something, even if it's a tiny amount, he makes a Shavua, and he goes and he eats from that thing, then what's going to be the Shavua Shlo Ochal, and then he ate even a tiny amount, he's Chayev. It's Rabbi Akiva, the Chacham is saying, where do you find such a thing? Rabbi Akiva says back, well, where do you find a thing a person just speaks and he goes and brings a carbon? That this person should go out and just speak and bring a carbon. Vela. Is it really true that we don't find a place where somebody eats a tiny little amount and yet they're going to be chayev a carbon even sana kazayas? Vari namala, what about when it comes to an ant? A person goes and eats an ant, they're going to be chayev, says Rashi, vari namala, v'chein kol beria katana, small beria, you know, it's full creation, small amount. The ledivri kol chayev malchus, everyone says you're going to be chayev. The second makas, if you'd give all, amri rabbi shimon, ia tem modim ba'ochel namala kol shu chayev, did you say you're going to be chayev or malom, p'nei shi kibiriyasa, because it's like in this original state of creation, but the point is we do find a precedent for such an idea, even if time meant you'll be chayef. Says the Gemara, you can't bring it as a rag because berry is shiny. The whole concept of berry is different. I very hektish. What about hektish? Somebody eats somebody's hektish with his this is worth a pruta, is gonna be chayef, even if it's not the size of a kazai, so I should assume it's chayef me'ila. We shove a pruta for you because even it's not kazai. Says the Gemara, no, haba ina and shove a pruta. It does need to have a shavapruta, and that itself is like its smallest amount, known as a shavapruta, so it does have a minimum shear that's going on over here. And therefore, that can't be the raya for this. What about the case of someone who's mefaris? He specifies straight up with his in his shvua that he's not going to eat even a tiny amount. Even the chacham are going to be maskim that if he had a tiny amount, he's going to be chayiv, and that itself is a precedent. Rashi says shvua shlo ochal kol shu, v'ochal kol shu chayiv, even according to the chacham. But the gemara mefaris, not a kabriya, Kiberia dummy. It's like a case of beria. Says Rashi, Mefarish to Shvua, Kiberia, Bashar, Isurin dummy. Beria time am I, Mishum de Chashiva, it's called Chashiv. Mefarish Nami, you Achshiva de Israela, and this is the fact that he's going to use Machshivit, he created to be this situation. I very often, therefore, you can't learn out from that. Vare offer, what about when it comes to someone makes a Shvua, he's not going to eat any dirt? So when they're going to be arrested, it's Omer Shavua Shalokha offer to Kasakatak, the cave of the Labai Achila, since it's something which you can't eat, then Lo Shayach Bei Shir Achila, the Chayab Akosha is no Shir of Achila, and you're Chayab even a tiny amount, since it's like no Achila going on over here. Avari offer. Ella, peep, turn the page. Tifshot, Dabai Rava. Tifshot Dabai Rava, then that which Rava asked has been answered, because Rava asked a question. Shvua shlo ochal afar, if somebody swears, I will not eat afar, v'achal afar, and he ate afar, bekama, how much would it, does he have to eat in order to be chayev? And the Chachamim don't consider this a precedent for Bekiva's din, tifshot ad the ike kazayis. Then come out that one is not going to be chayev until there's going to be a kazayis that's eaten. After the Gemara says, Ki Kamrinan, when we said that Rabbi Akiva's din is unprecedented, Bemidi Dabar Achila Kamrinan, we're only talking about in the areas that are food that's eaten. Aye, very Konamos, what are Konamos? That's a neder. A case of where a person is going to be usher from even a tiny amount of the food, says Rashi, Ha'omer Kodim Kikar Zu Alai, Oser Atzum B'chol Shehu, Shabak, he's asking himself even for a culture who? And for the Gemara again, Konamos kid mefaresh dami. That's like a person who is mefaresh, that he's going to hold back even from a tiny amount. Therefore, you don't have a precedent that one who doesn't specify could be chayef even a tiny amount. So then Rabbi Akiva comes and he says back to them. Now, the response of Rabbi Akiva was, he says to them, where do we find that someone goes and just talks and brings a carbon? She says, this one speaks and brings a carbon. So yeah, even though this is unusual, but the bottom line is this is an unusual case. So even though the guy's going to go ahead and even for less than a kazayas, so this is different. In fact, they're what? Velo? We don't have a case. We don't have a case where someone just speaks and gets it. What about the case of someone's Magadhi? He blasphemes the Lord. He's bringing a carbon, even though all he did was he spoke. Says Rashi, this works nicely with himself. Rashi says, "Vary megadif mevorach as Hashem." The poly Rabbi Akiva the Rabbanim beKrisos, v'armer megadif mevi carbon. He says, "Megadif is mevi carbon." So it's Rabbi Akiva himself is saying, "Whoops." Rabbi Akiva himself is saying such a thing. And for the Gemara, medaber ve'oser karminan, v'hai medaber ve'chotehu. We're talking about somebody who speaks and asses with his speech. This, the Megadif, is speaking and is doing an Avera with his speech. The brother didn't do anything. So the case of a Shavua is unusual that one brings a carbon for an Isser that's created with his own mouth. Well, it's true that a Megadif brings a carbon for his speech also. He didn't create the Isser. In fact, I've already Nazir, what about the case of a Nazir? He goes and he creates an Isser through his speech, but he brings a carbon at the end of his shtekel, Rashi says, "Medaber va'osav b'dibur, maybe carbon b'yom tiklachto." As a gemara, that maybe carbon al dibur kaminon, maybe carbon al dibur kaminon. We're talking about a person who's bringing a carbon for his speech. V'ha'im, maybe carbon lishtruye lechamer dunu kamaisi. But the Nazi is bringing a carbon; it's to mouth himself to have to warm wine. Aye, very hektish. What a case of hektish! What happens by hektish? A person goes ahead and they're makdish something. It asks with his speech, it's that thing that he's makdish, but he brings a carbon if he goes and he goes against us by getting a nod from it. And for the Gemara, osel atzmo karminan, by osel kol olam kulo, we're talking about someone asks just for himself, and this is something which he asks for the entire world. I, every konamos, what about a konam? Right, this is also the case of like a neder, he's asks to himself, and it brings a carbon if he goes against his own world. Rashi's word, Rashi says, very konamos, shalo osel ela alav, v'yamachol imenu kasakadaitach maybe carbon mi'ila, sha'akonim loshan hektish, loshan of konim is loshan of hektish. Kasavre in me'ila v'konamos. No, it gives the opinion that konamos, there's no me'ila when it comes to konamos. Right? Rashi says, the lokarina bay mikta she Hashem, shari chulin hu, etzel kodim is considered chulin by everyone else. Amarava, says Rav, Amarava, machlokes bestam. The machlokes is about a stam shavua. You don't say how much you're going to eat. From a mafarish, when someone goes and he says how much he's going to have, he's going to hold back even from having a tiny little amount. Devar kolba kol shu, that everyone agrees, even kol shu is going to be aser. That would be even the chachamim would agree in such a circumstance. My time, why? Mafarish tami kiberia dami, because mafarish is like a beria. It's like putting to the carriage of a beria. In both cases, this iser is considered significant, even though it's something which is really small. V'yamarava machlokas b'shlo ochel. Machlokas is in reference to someone who swears, I will not eat. If somebody says, makes a swear, I will not taste, direct kol, but kol shu, everyone agrees it's going to be the kol shu. Pshita is more obviously. No, because, right, that's what, we already said that somebody who specifies something is going to be chayav to that amount. Why would you think I will taste would be different? Ma'od etema, litom nami kedami inshi kamash v'lan. That litom, even the words, right, to taste means to eat, like people say, yeah, I'm going to taste, but they really mean they're going to eat, and therefore he's going to be chayav only has a kazayas kamash v'lan. Therefore, come say you that's not the case. Everyone's going to agree they're going to be chayav for that. Amarav papa machlokes b'shvuos. The machlokas that they have, says Rav Papa, machlokas b'shavuos, this reference to swearing. Aval b'konamos, zirei kol b'kol shu. When it comes to a konam, in terms of like a neder, everyone agrees it's even going to be a tiny little amount. My time, a konamos dami, given to lo kam matker shema da'chil k'n mefarish dami. Because when it comes to the konamos, since the vower does not mention the word eating, it's like he's saying a tiny amount. May so effect the Gemara on this. Shnei konamos mitstarfim. We have a Bryce that says that two different konamos can be mitzdarif to a kezayis. If he has half of each one, each loaf, he's going to be chayef. Shtei shvuos him mitzdarif. So two shvuos do not. Says Rashi, shtei konamos, shtei kikaru sha'asen alav bekonam. If I aser bread number one and bread number two, and I have half from each of them, mitzdarifin ma'at mizeh le kezayis. Shtei shvuos, shtei kikaru sha'nishbalim. I swear I'm not going to have this, I swear I'm not going to have that. Ein mitzdarifin. Says Rashi, lakamen mefarish taima. Ma'ashes halkadaite lefi, right, again, ula kaman, the first time, ma'ashes halkadaite lefi shehizkir shem achila al zu, v'shem achila al zu. Rabbi Meir says that konamos kishavuos, they're like the same, even if you have, even by konamos, they're not going to be mitzarif with one another. If he's hakadaitach chayav b'kolshu, or if you think you're going to be chayav b'kolshu, the lomim li litzarif. What do I have to have any starfish over here? The bottom of even the tiny amount is going to be aser. So how could you say what you just said that konamos also given to lo matkir shmet achil k'mafarish dummy, and therefore you're going to be chayav even a tiny amount? But the Gemara, the amar achila mizu alai konam. The Bryce is talking about a specific case. De Amar Achila mizu alai konam, where somebody says eating from this is asur to me like a konam. Achila mizu alai konam, eating from this also is like konam. So since he uses lashon of achila, he's not going to be chayav until he has actually a kezayis amount. In fact, the Gemara yachi amay mitstarfos. If that's true, then why the mitstarf? So sof zil lahacha lekashira. At the end of the day, if you break it down, they don't have the proper shear. Zil lahacha lekashira. Each one of these doesn't have the proper shear, so they shouldn't be mitstarf with one another. He said eating separately by each one should be chayav only with the kezayis of that particular one that he said it on. So if you have loaf number one, loaf number two, have the kezayis of loaf one and or kezayis of loaf two in order to be chayav for each one of them. How can you mitzayif? And the Gemara, the Amar Achila Mishtei and alike on him. We're talking about a case where one says eating from both of these is going to be asur to me like a konam, and now he says eating, it's got to be an aleph, right? It's got to be a kezayis. When he puts the two together, therefore they're going to be, there's a starf, so you can combine with one another. De kavasa gabe shvuos. The parallel case would also be by Shavuos. Talmud Shavuos lo ochel mishteim amayin mitzarfen. Well then, right, if you want to make this say the way you just explained it, so let's see how that plays out, if that works out when it comes to the idea of Shavuos as well. Why shouldn't they be mitzarf to one another, right? The person used a single term of eating by both of them, so one thing should be enough to be able to combine the two. And as Rashi says, Ari al shteim, Hiskir Shem Achila Achas. So both of them mentioned one Shem Achila. For the Gemara, Rav Pinchas, Shaini Shvos. No, Shvos are different. Mitoch Shechalukos Lechatos, Emet Sarfos. Because two loaves are considered separate in reference to bringing a Chatos, Emet Sarfos, therefore they're not Mitzarf one to the next. But when it comes to two, however, the two loaves are not considered separate in reference to Konomos. Therefore, they can be mitzarif one another. Now, we're going to see a Mishnah later on. Rashi explains very soon. Tomorrow's daf, actually, Chav Beis, Omer Beis, where this is coming from, Rashi points out that the mitosh shteki goes halol lechashuv shtayim le'inyan chatos b'shavua zu im amr shavua shelo ochal mizu umizu v'ochal kazayis mizu behelim echad chayiv shtayim, going to be chayiv for two. Kedetan lekamal, like we see later on, the Mishnah says in tomorrow's daf, shavu, I think it's right, chav, yeah, Amud Beis, or maybe it's this daf. Oh, on Amud Beis of this daf, chav is Amud Beis. That says Rashi, Shavu Shalom Ochel Pas Chitim Pas Saorin Pas Kusmin VaOchel Chayev Al Kol Achas VaAchas. So my sin in law b'Torahs Kohanim MiVahoya Ki Yeshem LaAchas MeEla LaChayev Al Kol Achas VaAchas. We chayev for each one of them individually. V'Chi Amar Nami Mizu UMizu Shtei Shavuos Chashiv Considered Two Shavuos Helkach Ki Acha Mizu Chatzishir Mizu Chatzishir Emet Starfos and Emet Starf because two different shtiklach. Avol Konamos Ein Chalukos LaShamos. There's no chiluk for Parashamos. Laman Da'amar Yesh MeEla BeKonamos. If you get another, then you go and you get another again. One helam. Chadu b'chayv. Only chayv one. The kulu chada me'ila. It's all considered one me'ila. Because the tanan we have mesachas me'ila. Tsirif es me'ila lizman meruba. Ve'im b'shnei alamos. If it's two alamos, then afilu mechadu me'nayunami. V'chein l'inyan malchus. So too when it comes to malchus. Im basra achas. Chadu, it's considered chadu the lucky. He only gets one. If you b'shnei asros, if it's two, then I feel mechadu minyana, even if it's with one inyan, shari over v'chozer, since he's over v'chozer, v'over, and then does it again. Ketanam b'sad makas of chafalef. Nazir shari shos a yayin kol yom kulo, eno chayev el achas. Armu lo al tishte, who shows it, then chayev al kol achas v'achas. So that's why we say, when it comes to shvus, it's different, because the chaluk of chatos, therefore, they're not mitzarif one for the next, as opposed to Shavuos, that is Shavuos, sorry, as opposed to Konamos, and therefore, you can't compare them. Ihachi says the Gemara, if that's really true, Rabbi Meir Omer Konamos ki Shavuos, that Rabbi Meir says Konamos are like Shavuos, that when it comes to, not only is by Shavuos they don't mitzarif, but even by Konamos also, Bishlam Shavuos, of Achalukos Chatos. And saying they're Chatos, they're Chalim two Chatos there. El Konamos, am I low? Why can't you mitzarif to Konamos? So it says Gemara, Epach. Okay, switch it and say, Rimeir Omer Shavuos ki Konamos, the less lay lid derev Pinchas. Not like we said originally Konamos like Shavuos, and therefore you're not mitzarif either of them, but rather switch it to Shavuos ki Konamos.
that Shavuos is like Kudamos, and rather both are mitzdarf one to the next. But less later, Rav Pinchas, and he doesn't hold of that whole shtiklach of Rav Pinchas. Rav Pinchas was the one who said the whole shtickle over here, that the chalukah of Chatos, he doesn't hold of such a thing. So even though they're the loaves that are usher by the oaths of the Shavuos are considered separate in reference to Karbanos, reference to Gezayis, to be Mechayiv someone, they are mitzdarf. Because he used one lashon of eating by both of them. And as I gazakt Rashi HaKadosh over here, right? Shtashua Kikaramos mitzdarfos. If you afagav the chalukos, even though they're chaluk in terms of the carbon, the less they the Rav Pinchas doesn't hold the Rav Pinchas. Back to the Gemara. Ravina, I explained another way to explain this price of Papa. Kikam Rav Papa Lenin Malchus. When Rav Papa said that one is going to be chayiv if he eats a small amount of a konam, he's talking about in reference to Malchus. You're going to chayiv to get Malchus. Says Rashi, Kikam Rav Kikonamos Kolshehu Lemalchus Kamar. Vachitanya Hidam at Starfin Lenin Carbon Me'ila. Vitsirif to Katani Lav Lekazayas Elu Leshava Pruta. Back in the Gemara, Kitan Yehi, when the Vaisa said by Kornamos, there, Mitzdaif, Lenin Carbon is talking about in reference to Karbanos. Deba'ina and Shavapruta has got to be the value of a Shavapruta. In fact, the Gemara, Lemir, the Savri Rabbanon Yesh Be'ilu B'Karnamos, you want to say that the Tanakama, or this Rabbanon Tanakama that he holds of that Kornamos get Mi'ila? Oh! Right? The Gemara just said that, just explained that the Brace is talking about when you're Mitzdaif, the Konam breads in order to be Chayav Mi'ila. So that sounds like they hold a konam has meila connected to it. Vatanya, we learned in the Braisa, like konamos is a ned there. Kikar zu hektis versus the hektis v'alchabenu b'chaveru mo'atz meila. Lafika kish la pidyon, therefore it has pidyon. The Torah allows to be podeh by giving money equal to what it is, and the chomesh, the kedusha, therefore is transferred to the money, and then that thing becomes regularly to be used. Kikar zu alai hektis, if he says, but if he says, not kikar zu, but kikar zu alai, hu ma'al. If he eats it, then what happens? He's over me'ila. Chaver lo ma'al's friend is not. Because he says, hariu alai. Lefikach in lapidion, therefore it doesn't have opinion. It's not usher to everyone, right? Because the thing is all usher to you. It's considered as having the isser of hektish. It's not actually considered hektish, though, therefore it can't actually be redeemed. Divrei Rabbi Meir, Azai Gezokt, the Heilige Rabbi Meir. Beep, turn the page. Chacham say, Bein hu, Bein chaveru, lo ma'al. I don't care who it is. He and his friend didn't do Mila. Fishein Mila with Konamos, because there is no Mila with Konamos, which goes straight up against Ravina, who said that the first price, who says that if you have a pruta of two Konamos, you have to bring Mila. There is no Me'ila by Konamos. What are you going to say now? And for the Gemara, Eifach. Right, switch the opinions of that second Braisa. And just say, Echaz de Vechazel, lo ma'al, if you say Me'ila by Konamos, the Rabbi Meir. Rechamba, man, hu ma'al, the Chaver, lo ma'al. In fact, the Gemara, that's really true. That then Rabbi Meir, Omer, Konamos, Kishvus. Remember we saw in the first Braisa. That the mayor says, "Konamos shalik shvos," meaning to say, in both the cases, they're not mitzar to bring a carbon. Ela konamos mitzarfu with the lo mitzarfi. Mayor only is saying only that konamos are not mitzarf. Ha meila ispu, but there is meila. From a mayor, a meila with konamos kalal. But mayor said the second bray said that there's no meila by konamos at all. Not speaking in his own words, he's speaking in the word to the words of the Tanakama. What he's saying is, according to me, there's no Mi'ila when it comes to Karamas at all. But according to you, if there is Mi'ila, Odu Limias to Karamas Keshvus. At least, you know, agree with me that Karamas are like Shvus. And what is that? It doesn't have to bring a carbon for a combined fruit of two karamos. Rabbanan, they argue, Shavuos Ika, to Rav Pinchas, Shavuos of Rav Pinchas applies, karamos like Rav Pinchas. Shavuos of Rav Pinchas applies because he says they're two different karbanos. Karamos like Rav Pinchas, the Rav Pinchas thing doesn't apply, therefore they are
Metzdarf.
Amar Rava, Shavua lo ochal. Rava says, if somebody said, Vigsha Shavua, a Shavua I will not eat, v'achal ofar, and then he ate dirt, delicious, Rasha delav barachilahi, right, it's not really food, Potter, it's going to be Potter, it's not really eating. Boy, Rava. Rava comes in, he asks a question. Shavua shlo ochal afa. What happens if he says, I make a swear I'm not going to eat dirt? Nakama, how much does he have to eat in order to be chayef? Kimin lomer shlo ochal. Since he said, I'm not going to eat, daite gezayas. Therefore, it goes according to gezayas. It's his das, so it's considered a chila. Ultima kivid lav mide achli in shehu bechol shu. Since people don't normally eat this type of thing, you can't put it in the same category as food. Therefore, even a tiny amounts are going to be chayef. And for the Gemara, teku, we don't know the answer. Bai Rava, Frekt Rava Kasha.
Bai Rava, Frekt Rava, Shvush lo ochal chartson. Let's say somebody makes a swear, I'm not going to eat the seed of a grape seed. Bikam, how much does he have to eat in order to be chayev? Kevin de Mesachal Aide Taruvis. So we say, since it's eaten with a mixture, right, when you eat the whole grape together, it's considered like someone who says a chiler, that says a man nothing. Daita kazayas, if you're dashed off, son of kazayas. So Dilma, Kevin de Lobaina, Lobaine Achli, Le Inche. That daite amashu, since it's not eaten on its own, therefore it's das is on a mashu. Rashi says imtim salomer afar b'mashu, right? Then teku the gemara, even a mashu. And the gemara teku. Boy Rava, she's building on these questions, assuming the tzad that one who eats, who swears that he's not going to eat a grape seed, means to us only a kezias. What about the nazir sha'amar shavuah shelo ochel chartzen? The person swears nazir is not going to eat a grape seed. Says Rashi again, im timsa lomar b'shar kol adam b'kezias nazir mai. What's going to be with other people? What's going to be with the kezias of the nazir? Mir min kim with the kezias aser aleh v'yodeahu she'ein shavuah chala alav. Let's read it back in the Gemara now. Bekam, how much is it going to be chayev? The cave and the kezayis isur doraiso ki kamishtaba tera kamishtaba. Do we say that since eating a kezayis of the grape seed is going to be a doraiso for a nazir? Because the Torah says mecharsan about zoglo yachel can't have those things. Ki kamishtaba tera kamishtaba when he's swearing in reference to that which is mutter v'daitei amashu and therefore his das is to aser even a tiny amount, right? Do we say that since he knows that a shvua to aser eating a kezayis is not going to work, he means to aser less than a kezayis, about which the Torah doesn't aser ready, right? What does that mean? It's not going to work, right? Because he's already chayev omid v'nishpa me'ar Sinai, right? Rashi says, ki yishtaba ater yishtaba pachos me'gezayis shelo haya mushpa alav me'sinai. Odilma kim adamer shelo ochal, or maybe say because he says, I will not eat daite kezayis. His das is only on a kezayis. Rashi says, ve'in kan shvua. There's no shvua here. Let's take a look. Toshima says the Gemara. Let's try to figure this out. Shvua shelo ochal. Somebody says, swear, I will not eat. Va'ochal nevel shetrefa shkatur masim. He eats all these usher things over here. Right, this is from a Mishnah. Right, you can see this Mishnah on tomorrow's daf. Shvur shlo ochav ochav nevis turis chesed masim. Chayev is going to be chayev. Rabbi Shimon Potter, Rabbi Shimon Potters. V'abinam ba, we ask the question. Am I chayev? Why according to the Kami chayev? Mushba v'omeit mehar sinu. He's already mushba v'omeit mehar sinai. Of course, it's also to eat it, but that'll be over the shvur. It doesn't mean anything. Rav Ushmuel, Rav Yochanan D'Amri, Mekolel Devarim Mutarim Devarim Asur. The Mishnah is talking about a case where he includes the Shvua in other things, you know, of mutter stuff along the things that are Asur. Vishlak Hashamar, yeah, he's being colon to others. Vishlak Hashamar, Iata Motzi, Ella, you can't find a case in which a Shvua is going to work in reference to Asur food except for one of the two following scenarios. Ibn Mefarish Chatzi Shir. Either when he specifically says straight up to hold back from having a chatzi shir, v'alibah d'rabbanan, working in the world of Rabbanan, ibestam v'alibah d'Rabbi Yochanan. Or you talk say it's stam in the world of Yochanan, the Amar, adam osir atzim b'kol shehu. A person will ask himself even from a kol shehu. Now, v'ha nevela d'mushal v'mehar sinai. We know the nevela, you already stood and swore from our sinai, it's for you to eat. The chi chartzan l'gabi nazir damya. It's compared to the issue of a grape seed in reference to a nazir. The time of the parish, but Rishalka says that the reason that the shua is going to work is that he specified that he would hold back from eating less than the kezayis. Holoparish daite kezayis. That means if he hadn't specified, his das would only be on a kezayis. Shema mina, we see from here that if a nazir swears to not eat a grape seed, he's asering only when it reaches a kezayis. Shema mina, oh. Ela tifshat d'bayi rava. According to this, then we can answer up that which Rav asked. Shvush la'ochel ofer, a person says, I swear I will not have dirt. Bekama, how much does he have to eat to be chayev? Tevshat adi kezayis. To say that means I can be chayev until he has a kezayis. Daha nevela ka'ofer damya, because the nevela can't be eaten, just like dirt, to the one who swears. V'taymet the parish. Rish Lakish says that the reason that the shvua is effective is because he said less than a kezayis. Halo parish, if not, I take kezayis, it does than a kezayis, so here as well. Says Gemara, lo. Offer lav arachila hu echlal. Offer is not about something can be eaten at all. The vila was achila, something that can be eaten, it's edible. V'ariyehu deraviyei lavoi. It's only that a lion is on top of it, meaning that you have the Torah here, as she says, the Ravatzaleh Aryeh Azharis Hamakam. That is, the Torah asks us from doing such a thing. So one who swears not to eat in the Vela, maybe he's saying only from a Kazayas, but we don't know what would be the case when it comes to dirt, and that remains a Teku. Zok the next, hey, look at Mishnah. Ay, 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 yum. All right, so like the Halakha Mishnah, Shavu Shalo Ochal. So some person says, I swear that I am not going to eat. V'achal v'shasa yedi, drank. Eino chayv v'lachas, he's only going to be chayv one thing, says Rashi. Shavu Shalo Ochal v'achal v'shasa afagav d'shtiyah mechlal Shavu shel achila kedam r'gamara. Eino chayv v'lachas, tahavale ka'achal v'achal behelam echa. It's like you ate and ate in one helam. But let's say he says, I'm not going to eat and I'm not going to drink. Now you're going to be chayiv chayim. You specify that. That's just havalu shtei shvus. So shouldn't be. Anyway, shvua shelo ochel. If someone says, swear, a shvua, I will not eat. I swear I'm not going to eat. V'ochel pas chitim, pas sor, and pas kusmin. He eats all these type of breads. He had wheat, he had barley, he had spelt. Eino chayiv v'lachas, he's only going to be chayiv. One, Shavuos shelo ochel pas chitim, pas sa'or, and pas kusmin, v'ochel ani et, these things chayv v'kol achas v'achas, is given chayv for each individual one of these. Shavuos shelo eshteh, he makes a shvua, he's not going to drink, v'shasa mashken har, he drinks a lot of drinks, eno chayv v'kol achas, shavuos shelo eshteh, yayin, v'shamin, v'dvash, v'shasa chayv v'kol achas v'achas, v'chayv for each one of them. Shavuos shelo, Shavuos shelo ochel, I'm not going to eat, v'ochel ochlin, she'enu marin lachil, eats something which is not edible, or is something which is not ra'oi to eat, something that's not fitting to eat. For shosam oxygen ruin l'shtia, or something that's not ra'oi to drink, potter, he's going to be potter. It's not considered eating there. Shvush lo'ochel, I'm not going to eat. V'ochel nevelos v'trivish kasam ramatsim, chayiv is going to be chayiv, because they're edible, right? It's only that it's usher to go and have it. Rabbi Shimon potter, he's potter, because this is something that's mushpa v'omid me'ar Sinai, right? Rashi says, the mushpa v'omid hu alein is already chayiv in them, so that's not doing anything. Amar konim ishti nenes li im achalti ayom. Somebody says, how do I say this in English? If a man says that my wife, it's also for my wife to get hanaf from me, as a konam, if I ate today, v'hu achal nevel shefas kasher masim, and early in the day he ate nevel shefas. Shkatsim Amasim, Hare Ishta Asura, his wife is Asur to him. Rashi says, Hare Achal Ochlin, he ate food. And it goes on and says, Rashi, Vafilu Rishimon de Potter Bekamaisa, Taima Lav Mishum de Lav Bnei Achila. The reason is not because it's not food, El Fishain Shvu Achal Dvar Mitzvah, Kala Kaman. So even he would say that it's going to be his wife's going to become Asur to him. Asur Ganah from him. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here. I want to wish all you all a great, great day.